when I got out, I stayed with my mom. I was very fortunate. My mom was a lady that never really said, "You're messing up, you gotta go." Some of our friends' parents were like that. If they were on drugs, they had to leave. So all my friends at one point or another stayed with me at my mom's house. You know, so my house, fortunately, sad to say, my house was known as the dope house. Not so much because my mom allowed it, but because my mom didn't want nothing bad to happen to me. So she said, I'd rather have him, I guess, do it in the house instead of being out there and getting in trouble or getting killed. So, but I kind of took advantage of it and, okay, well, my friend doesn't have a place to stay right now. Well, you could stay here with me for a couple days turned into a couple months, stuff like that. So my parents put up with a lot of stuff, but they were okay with, I guess at the end of the day, they were okay with it.
Was that hard then, like getting clean then, if you, or at that time? Or?
Actually, you know what? When I was partying, yes, it was hard to get clean. I just think I got to a stage in my life where I just said, I don't want to do this no more. I already missed the birth of my daughter. I missed basically almost the whole year of her life. And for what? I mean, the drugs, yeah, they were good, but it was just always stressful. Just, you know, just working and working your butt off and not having anything. Basically, all your money is going to the guy who sold the drugs. And so, yeah, I just basically, I got tired of it, you know, and that's, I guess that's what helped me. And being in jail for about 9.5 months, I guess I had enough time to stay clean. So when I got out, I stopped hanging around with my friends that were still using. And actually, my main priority when I first got out was to get custody of my daughter back. So I kind of just shunned everybody. I didn't speak to nobody. And that was that. So it was easy for me in that sense of it. But then in the other sense of it, it wasn't super easy because my brother, which was still living in the house, was still selling drugs. But so I just kind of let him do his own thing. And yeah, sure, sober life is boring, but you don't end up in jail. So yeah, it's just, you know, and now it's much better now. Now I have my own place, you know, I have my kids, and it's just whatever I want to do. If I want to take them to Magic Mountain, I can. Before, I couldn't do none of that because I was a slave to my drug.